it's one of the biggest cave areas in Australia. The Nullarbor, of course, has some fantastic systems, and there are smaller systems up in New South Wales and in Western Australia. But Mount Gambier has a number of sinkholes, which makes it quite unique. But the particular cave we're talking about in this incident is a tank cave, and it's named after a water tank that used to sit on top of the hole. And it's a 7-kilometre-wide system. It's multifaceted, if you like. It runs in all directions. It's very complicated, honeycombed completely. And it consists of hard rock areas, soft rock areas, white clay, brown clay, and old stream beds and river beds that are in an hourglass shape.
So why is it that divers find this particular cave system so fascinating? What is it that makes it so special?
Well, it's rated at the highest level the cave divers of Australia can rate anything, and that is advanced cave level. And even to get into Tank Cave, you need to be an advanced cave diver for more than 12 months and have a number of dives logged in advanced cave sites. So we don't let just anyone in there. And, because of the structure of the place, in other words, its delicate features as well, which we try to preserve, we demand the highest skill level of our divers. But it's just absolutely beautiful. And the tunnel system, as I said, is super complicated. So it's quite a challenge for divers.
So what is it that attracts people to diving? Does it take a special sort of a person to undertake this rather extreme sport?
Well, it's a challenge. And they say there's a number of reasons people dive in caves. And one of them is Star Trek syndrome, which is to go where no man has been before. Because in Tank Cave, you can still find areas where no human has ever been. And that's quite an enticement for a lot of divers. Others go for the beauty of the site. Some go for the personal challenge to go further, longer, match themselves against the elements, the cold, the amount of gas they'll breathe. And it's an elite sport. Cave diving, and especially in advanced caves, just isn't for the lighthearted. It's for people with strong individual constitutions. And attracts fantastic, self-motivated people.